All right, last part of the show, we'll do some scamming scammers with the lovely Carolyn Fuchs, the Forex trader who wants fake D's day, maybe. I don't know. I think she does. They all do. When we last left off, I pretended that one of my friends checked out her her GoFX platform, and they gave her some. They gave my friend some bad information about the platform, about like how he should play through cryptocurrency and all that type of stuff. And she was kind of distancing herself from that, saying that she would handle. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So I don't know exactly where I was. I had Pip sent it to me, but I can't find it. So I'm just going to pick up from somewhere in the middle of that October 10th, and we'll continue on.
Okay.
So she goes, did he invest? I go, why would they pay the IRS? He freaked out and got mad at me. She goes, they don't pay the IRS. The tax is paid for investment that is remitted to the IRS. The market is regulated. Taxes exist. We pay taxes, company, for every trade, and you get profits. At that profit point, that's where the taxes come in. You invest and get profits. Taxes are paid for the profits you get. Now, remember, that's not what the platform told me.
Right.
I go, he showed me the text. They said they pay. He is like, it isn't even April. What if I lose? They were like, he can't lose. He was really mad at me. I'm like, man, I know nothing about the company. You asked me about my girl, and I told you what she does. So Carolyn goes, he should come and speak to me. I'll clear things. I go, yes, but he should get statements so he can pay his taxes himself. Maybe I will have him do that. He wanted to meet someone in an office. They wouldn't give him an address. What the fuck? WTF. He was fuming. LOL. I'm just like, I don't get into Caroline's business. I know nothing about her company. He was pissed.
Wait, Davin, I think I hear music in the background.
Not anymore. That was the scamming scammers.
Oh, okay.
Do you hear music now?
Not anymore. Okay. Sorry.
Thank you, Pip.
I hear voices.
Well, is there tinfoil lining your little hat there, Joe?
Whatever they're saying, Joe, I would really listen to them. Do it. She says, he should talk to me and also tell you the trader he got in touch with. Did he invest? I go, I doubt it after all that. It was directly on the website, but I don't blame him for being upset. She goes, we don't pay taxes for people. I go, tell that to their chat room. He showed me the conversation. She goes,
which was really you.
Which was really me. Yes.
She goes, because you don't, we went over this last week, but it was brought up that the stock, they don't pay the taxes. You get at the end of the year in December, you get a statement from them that you bring to your tax preparer, or you do when you do your taxes yourself. So yeah, that's horse shit.
Of course it is, because they're scammers. She goes, it's a regulation for 15% of total profits to be paid as tax for every trade I enter. It's registered, and tax is expected as I get profits. Did he invest? I ask again. She really wants to know if he invested. She probably thinks, well, if he didn't invest with this person, he'll invest with me. I can scam him.
Right.
I go, I don't think he did, but they said send them crypto to one of their wallets and they will pay the IRS directly. He was with his accountant, and his accountant told him no way. She goes, if he didn't, then he was just acting carelessly. If no investment, then why ask about taxes? So now she's blaming my friend.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not the issue, stupid. Well, she goes,
it's like, don't say, why is he worrying about that? He's allowed to worry about that. As an investor, you ask questions.
Well, they prefer not.
Yeah.
She goes, why go to the live chat if you're not a member of the platform? I go, not sure who brought it up, but I would ask a lot of questions if I was going to invest with a stranger on Instagram. Can't blame him for that.
Oh, you're a worrywart.
Yeah, you're right. She goes, customer service probably thought he was a member, and when taxes came up, they told him. I go, I told him where you work. I guess he had an interest in investing. She goes, he should come and speak to me. I go, shit, girl, I barely get to speak to you.
That's right.
She goes, I'll clear up everything. It's a misunderstanding, one I would be happy to clear. She goes, it's on Instagram, not here, darling. Here is just for you, and three kiss emojis. I go, when I get you for a while, then I will share, maybe. She goes, haha, okay. But he shouldn't go about with the wrong impression. I go, I hear you. Hey, can you do me a favor? It isn't hard or anything. She goes, what's that, babe? So what do you think I'm going to ask for, kids?
You want a video chat.
What do you say, Joe?
I don't know. Maybe a prospectus?
Maybe a what?
Prospectus, because basically, and I'm not going jumping to video chat, because you might be taking a different tact on this. So I think maybe more a financial statement or something like that from the firm.
So I said, after shows, I sell a shirt. It's sexy. I will send you a picture. If I mail you one, can you model it and send me a picture so I can display that with the shirts? It'll show the ladies how good it looks. And then I send a picture of the sexy assassin t-shirt that I sell after the shows. So a different tact to get proof of life, which she can't fulfill. I go, it's a girl's cut. Very soft and stretchy, form-fitting. What do you say? She goes, send the picture.
You know what, though?
What?
I'm sorry if I can interrupt for 1 second. I could definitely tell it's a fake Davin. You wouldn't let one of them shirts go at gunpoint.
That's great.
I'll ignore that. She goes, sit.
Direct hit.
No. He's just a bitter old fool. I'm not going to listen to him. Let him babble. She goes, send the picture, though I have a running contract for show-offs and adverts. I go, I sent you the picture. I go, no one will know. It's just after shows. No media or anything. It's just my girlfriend wearing my shirt. Then she disappeared. I go, where'd you go? I go, ugh, same shit as always. Vanished with not a word in the middle of a conversation. Talk to you in a couple of days or not. So over this, Caroline.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, that's fucking rude.
It is rude, and that's why fake and real me are over it.
There's a scammer etiquette that we're not aware of that we should enlighten her to?
Perhaps. I'm trying.
Well, you know what? We're doing a show. I gotta go.
Joe, I thought she'd never leave. she goes... Was somebody here? No, I don't hear anybody scratching their back in the middle of a bit. Anyway.
I could do that again.
Fucking grizzly bear. No, please. She goes, I have to go and check on other things. I'll always be back to check your messages. Okay, dear, I'll wear the shirt. I go, cool. What address should I send it to and what size? They are girls cut. Let's try to get an ad. I'm trying to work a different angle here.
Yeah.
She goes, not now, dear. I have a lot on my hand. Oh? Really? I go, what's going on? It's nighttime. I asked if she got her situation solved. Then I go, if you're serious about wanting this to work, I am willing to give this one last shot. I want to do it right, though. We need to make this a priority. Let's try to talk at least once a day and have a real conversation. There's so much about you that I don't know. We need to have a video chat sometimes. I need to see you for peace of mind. If that all goes well, then we should work towards meeting. If this all sounds good, then I will try to be the best partner you ever had. If this is too much, then let's just leave it all open and we do our own thing. And if something romantic happens down the line, cool. If we meet someone else, cool. No harm. Hard feelings. I can't say I'd hate to lose you because I don't know if I ever had you. Let me know what you think.
That's a reasonable request. It really is.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so.
Yeah.
So, just trying to see where we are here. So the next day, she goes, hello, dear. I have heard all you said, babe. Then she gives me a smiley and a kiss emoji. I go, hi, but what do you think? She goes, I've taken my day to think about this, and yes, dear, I want this to work. Nothing is going to come between it.
Hmm.
I bet something does at some point, but...
Of course it is.
Yes.
But, you know...
Nothing's going to come between you and your Calvins.
Mm-hmm.
I go, wow, okay, then I am committed too. How is my brilliant and beautiful boo this fine Friday? She goes, I've been real busy. We had a little crisis here. My colleague's kids were caught in a fire.
Whoa.
Your what?
My colleague's kids were caught in a fire.
And this is her?
This is her.
Okay.
Apparently, they did not rake their forest. I don't know. She goes, it must have been one of those exploding trees.
Yeah. Maybe what's being raked is going to be you over the coals.
not this sucker. I'm not getting raked over the coals. I go, when did that happen? Are they okay? You there? She goes, it happened a few hours ago. I've been running around, then a bunch of crying emojis. I'm scared. I go, is everyone okay? Why are you scared? She goes, the children are in ICU. Doctor said it's a 50-50 issue. I go, 50-50 to live? She goes, yeah. Uh-oh, this is some drama here. I go, that's awful. How old are they? Bunch of crying emojis. 6 and 10. A little too young for the Amish, but still.
Oh, jeez.
I go, that's very young. What are their injuries? She goes, they sustained fourth-degree burns.
Fourth-degree burns?
Fourth degree?
Isn't that being burnt to a crisp?
I don't think it's third degree.
It only goes up to third.
Fourth is toast. They're toast.
Is fourth degree cremated?
Fourth degree burns. That's called incinerated. The people in Hiroshima got fourth-degree burns. Right, as a baseline for the kids.
Well,
holy crap!
I mean, one of the kids is named Ash, so it is possible.
Oh, jeez!
Thank you. I go, oh no! How much of their body? She goes, it's really severe. Apparently, you're making up a whole new fucking degree, woman.
It's kind of fucking serious. Yeah.
Fourth degree burns.
They gave him some
yeah.
They'll be out of the hospital in a day.
Rub dirt on it. Walk it off.
Even Trump is going, that's a remarkable recovery.
I go, yeah, were they sleeping when it started? You there? I go, then like 15 minutes later I go, and this is October 12th. I go, if you need or want to talk, you know where to find me. Sorry this is happening to the kids. It's heartbreaking. This is a weird tack, though.
Yes. What are we talking about now?
Weird tack, but throws you off the trail. You won't be bringing any of that other shit up, you know?
Yeah, good point.
With the video chat and all this and love and stuff like that. Now she's got, you know, you really can't really bring up anything else while she's going through this.
Yeah, I'm sure this will work out well for her. You're right. She goes, we lost them both. A whole bunch of crying emojis. Babe, I'm broken. Wow. Who knew you couldn't
survive? Wow.
Who knew fourth degree burns meant you died?
I just looked it up. There is such a thing as fourth degree burns.
Say, stupid.
Charred skin with possible exposed bone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How dare you question my woman? How dare you insinuate that she was lying and pulling this out of your ass? I am insulted on her behalf.
I had no idea.
No, you don't.
God.
No, you don't. I go, oh, I am so sorry, darling. When is the funeral? What is the name and location of the funeral home? I will fly in and support you and pay my respects to your colleagues.
Ugh.
When did they pass? She goes, I just got back from the crematorium. Well, from the fucking story, they already went to the crematorium.
Yeah, really.
Hold on
What's
a
the
second.
Point of bringing them there? You should have saved your money. What are you wasting your time there for?
Could have just fucking peeled them over like you did with the fucking toaster.
Oh, God. This is so terrible.
Yeah,
well, wait a minute. People don't go to the crematorium.
You know, the last time you questioned her, you had to eat your words. How dare you?
I am ready to eat the ashes on this. You don't go to the crematorium.
And you would figure after fourth degree burns, you wouldn't need the place. All you got to do is call Urns or Us and just wait for the package to come in.
Fucking Urns or Us.
That's right. We have a reputation, but we earn it.
Oh, God.
We earn our reputation every day.
No. Oh, we heard you the first time, Joe. We were just admiring the workmanship. We didn't need the repeat. We got it. Look at her. She's fucking can't keep herself together over there. You know this. You know what's going to happen. Mr. Helix cannot sit on that fucking chair now. That chair is going to have some serious leakage issues right now. You've ruined that chair with your joke.
Oh, she's got the giggles. Good.
Oh, Christ. It's been a while. This is everybody can fucking see what you and I have had to see for years. Here she goes, heads down like there's a cock in her lap. Look at that. Covering her face. Well, like she got splashed in the eyes.
I have to wait for a two and a half hour ride home.
Yeah. At least it's not in the middle of a read, you know, so. We'll wait.
We don't have that kind of time.
No, we don't. Pull yourself together, Will.
Go ahead.
She goes,
I got to close my blinds. The sun is coming through.
Careful, Joe. Get out of the sun.
Sorry about that, boss. That's another 2 minutes. Sorry.
Get out of the sun, Joe. I don't want you getting fourth degree burns. Fucking pip. Just look at, she's all over the place. She's fucking flailing. Her face is all scrunched up. Head's going all over the place, lolling about. Look at her. She's lost control. Look at her. She's lost control of everything.
Yep.
A cat is going to drown in a puddle in that fucking purple background room. We're gonna kill a cat because of this. That's what's going to happen. Mr. Helix, we're going to have a slip and fall. Mr. Helix is going to sue you because he's going to slip on the fucking puddle. Look, she's reaching for towels. That's not the leaky we're concerned about, woman. Put a drop cloth down. Joe with his fucking puns ruined the show. You broke Pip.
Me and my stupid jokes projecting into a serious love story.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes. Look at her. She's got fourth degree snot. Can we continue? Look at her. Nose is red like she's going to be fucking guiding a sled tonight. Oh, she's choking because her body's not used to this type of pleasure.
Right. Grandma in the casket, Pip. Grandma in the casket.
Trump 2020. Four more years, Pip. Four more years. There we go. And the show's back on course. Put an end to that. We made the lib cry. Anyway, all right, let's continue. So Carolyn goes, I just got back from the crematorium. They've been laid to rest. My colleagues had flown to meet her husband. She got a whole month off work. I'm so disheartened. I go, that was very quick. Do you want me to fly out? You there? The kids were cremated and the husband was not there? So many questions.
Yeah, really.
So many questions.
Yeah.
So much bullshit. So she goes, yeah, if you want to. That's different.
Wow.
She goes, that's not a problem. He's overseas receiving treatment. He was in the last recovery phase before tragedy struck. This is like a Harlequin romance novel.
Even the Harlequin romance novel is a lot more believable than this.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I go, oh my gosh, what airport do you suggest? Never been to England. Where's the father getting treatment? Is there a hotel you suggest? I can meet you there. I'll rent a car. Let's hope I don't smash into anyone. You guys drive on the wrong side of the road. Ugh, I thought the whole point of me messaging you on Hangout was
saying... Hold on, I can't hear you. Somebody's sneezing out a gallon worth of snot right now.
Somebody besides me?
Trump 2020. He's going to kill all the baby animals. Trump 2020. Are you ready? He's going to win. All right. So I'll go again. I go, oh my gosh. What airport do you suggest? Never been to England. Where's the father getting treatment? Is there a hotel you suggest? I can meet you there. I'll rent the car. Let's hope I don't smash into anyone. You guys drive on the wrong side of the road. And then I guess she's not responding. I go, oh, I thought the whole point of me messaging you on Hangouts was so you would get the messages quicker and respond. So I'm really trying to figure out where she is. Because these are things that she should know if this is real.
Yeah, she should be able to tell you what airport to fly into and whatever.
She goes, I'm just at a terrible point. I'm really down. I go, which is why I'm flying in. She goes, they were my favorite. She goes, Heathrow is great. Okay. I go, what were their names? She goes, Jamie and Susan. She goes, please, I really need to rest my head. I've cried myself sore. I go, please what? You don't want me to come? She goes, yeah, you can come. I mean, I want to rest a little for now. Okay, I just need the info to fly out. But if you don't want me to come, I won't. Just trying to be there for you. I go, was thinking Heathrow. I guess I didn't see it. I go, was thinking Heathrow. Got me in a holding pattern. Let me know ASAP as I have some stuff I will need to cancel. I had not seen where you said Heathrow. I can leave tonight and get there tomorrow night. Let me know what you want me to do. I just have to cancel a TV.
I gotta stop you for a second. She is full of shit. She's scamming you. She's trying to lead you into something. Okay. Meanwhile, looking at it like this is an actual situation, he's grief stricken. She had friends' children burned to death. They just went to the crematorium. All she wants to do is lay down and just relax. And all you want to do is be pushy and find out what fucking airport you're going to. You know, it's like, and really, it's like, dude, we'll talk about this tomorrow. Jesus Christ. So it's kind of funny that through her line of shit, you're reacting to it with being pushy and driving the nuts.
Well,
are you done yet? Holy cow.
Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No. My nose always runs.
Your tissue must look like his backdrop right now.
Listen, my nose always runs. I had to go get a COVID test today. I had to get a COVID test today, and she sticks it up one nostril and goes, "Oh, I got something. I don't have to go up the other nostril." And I'm like, "Okay, I don't know." All she right. did not show me.
So I go. I had not seen where you said Heathrow. I can leave tonight, get there tomorrow night. Let me know what you want me to do. I just have to cancel a TV appearance, my radio show, and some meetings. Really depends on how long you want me to keep you company and help you through this difficult time. So, I'm trying to be a good boyfriend.
Yeah, well, no, wait, I mean, to Joe's point about, you know, she's grieving and she's upset and you're, you know, coming at her with questions, but the thing is that if you want to get there, it's England, so if you want to get there as fast as possible, even on a practical tip, even if this wasn't bullshit, you'd be like, you have to tell me which airport so I can get to going, you know, I have to pack, I got stuff to do, I need to know where I'm going.
Well, my point is that she's like, look, I'm grief-stricken, I got a headache, I just want to lie down, and then you keep asking and going with the question. Dude, we'll discuss it tomorrow, just leave me the fuck alone, you know?
But he could be there tomorrow if you just cough up the fucking airport now, you know, before you lie down.
Okay, so now that was on October 14th on Hangouts. Now we're going to do October 14th on Instagram. Now, it's possible, I don't know the timing, but sometimes I was actually using both at the same time, talking on Instagram and Hangouts at the same time, but that's a little too cumbersome for me. So so we were on Hangouts, now we're moving to Instagram on October 14th. I go, really? I stand by my statement on the quality of my words of wisdom. Is that what you're saying? Really, too? She goes, yeah, but there's wisdom in... Wait, did I do that already?
Wait a minute. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. No.
Let's see. All right.
You're up a couple of pages?
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
What you're talking about, Willis?
All right, I don't know what this is, but this is supposedly from October 14th. I don't know. So I go, I stand by my statement on the quality of my words of wisdom. Is that what you're saying really to? She goes, yes, but there's wisdom in your words. I go, there is, but somehow I don't think, yeah, we did this already. We did that already. We did that already. No, maybe we didn't. All right, so October 14th. So like I said, it's like two different conversations going on at the same time. So it's going to seem...
You're on two different platforms, so maybe, you know, maybe you left something up on the other platform.
Maybe. So I go, really? I stand by my statement on the quality of my words of wisdom. Is that what you're saying really to? She goes, yeah, but there's words in your wisdom. I go, there is, but somehow I don't think you were impressed. You know, I'm more than just looks. She goes, I know, you got a lot under your sleeves. I go, I don't even know what that means, LOL. Is that a British phrase?
A lot under your sleeves.
I remember that phrase.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's. I go, I know you, she goes, I know you got a lot on your sleeves. I go, I don't even know what that means, LOL. Is that a British phrase or something from Hebron? She goes, a lot of tricks under your sleeves. I go, ah, well, my woman is very smart, so I want to keep her interest. I can't be a dummy. And then I go, why are you posting trades from September? So, So this is so then later on, I ask her how she is. She says, very well, dear. I said, you are having a nice day? She goes, well, I can't complain. I go, well, that's great. What have you been up to? Remember, this is the same day that she just told me the kids. Same day, different platform.
Right.
Huh.
She goes, well, I can't complain. I go, that's great. What have you been up to? She goes, not much, bae. I go, your picture was nice. Was that taken yesterday? She goes, just trying to see how I could present my weekly trade video within Wednesday. I go, I see. I know you will nail it. How are Jamie and Susan? I'm asking you how Jamie and Susan are. On the other platform, she told me they're burnt to a crisp.
Right, yeah.
So now I'm asking her how they are on a different platform.
Yeah.
She goes, very well, dear. What have you been up to, dear?
Oh, my God. Wow.
So I got two different people.
Is this the same person?
No. This is obviously a couple.
People.
Yeah, different people playing Carolyn on different platforms. So this is what I'm thinking. Whoever got me on Instagram, they're the one that hooks you in. Now they're moving me to Hangouts. Whoever, they have access to both. So but clearly I am talking to two different people, and they are they're not keeping the story straight.
Clearly. Oh my God! How are they doing? Oh, they're fine. They're burnt to a crisp. Wah! They're fine.
She goes, She goes, very well, dear. What have you been up to, dear? I go, fantastic. I go, I had a nightmare about them. She goes, really? I go, yes. She goes, what was it about? I go, they were burned. Sad emoji.
What's the reburn? What's the reburn? Burnt to a crisp.
Are you there, Boo? I go, So, let's see. I'll continue on Instagram right there. She goes, hi, Bae, sorry, I slept off. I go, are you free to talk today? It's very important. She goes, what do you want to talk to me about? It could be very beneficial. I go, what do you want to talk to me about? It could be very beneficial for you. My gosh, I can't even, I don't know. I go, my gosh, I can't even keep your attention for a conversation on here. Perhaps I should just give this opportunity to someone else. It's too big for me to be messing around. So I'm going to present her with an opportunity.
You're presenting her with an opportunity.
I'm going to present her with an opportunity.
Are you going to sell her some brushes or soap?
I don't know what I'm going to do. But
okay.
So what do you think of that? We clearly have two different people playing my beloved.
Absolutely.
So, what do you think?
I would roll with both stories, you know, just dig into both stories and just run two parallel lines with these two stories. And then you could intertwine elements of both stories to see how they react. You would think that they would be, working together. I don't know if they're working together, because basically when we had Dick Eldorado's girlfriend and Belinda and
Mavis.
What was it? At Mavis. Okay. The story, they might have been different people, but it was kind of intertwined, and they knew about each other, even though they weren't keeping up. But, you know, it was based. I don't know if these two know of each other.
I think they do. I think they do.
You asked about the names of two people, and they didn't go, who the hell's that? They went, oh, fine.
I think what they do is they pass you off, and they think you're not going to realize.
Mm. Lisa said they clearly do not communicate. I'm like, yeah, they're not across the same internet cafe.
Well, that works out well.
Because if you're going to take such a random tattoo, you know that they're both trying to work on you or know of each other. And the one took a random tact of saying that, you know, yeah, my friend's children got fourth-degree burns and died in a fire. Wouldn't you pass that on to the other one? Hey, nothing if this guy asks, right? Right? If this
guy
asks, you know, the children got burned in a fire, where he comes on and goes, how's the kid? Oh, it couldn't be better. Really?
But you have to remember, it's very possible, and it happened quite a bit, I will be talking to them both at the same time on different platforms.
Yeah.
And they didn't know.
Right.
So they can't even communicate. But you might not want to have huge story points like that. You might want to keep it bland.
You know what, Davin? If you're gonna lay out something as major as that, okay, and you need to tell the other person, look, this is what I told this person, blah 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 blah. You know, make sure that you got the backstory straightened out, because that's a major thing, major enough where you want the other person to know about it.
Lisa just said the kids have reincarnated.
They're fine. What are you talking? Did you like the part where I put in I had a dream they got burned?
Yes. Yes, very much. Because they didn't pick up on that. They're just like, God, you're a creep, instead of, oh shit, I might be missing something on the other channel.
So business has picked up. We now have a new thing. But still, we're in the middle of October. You guys said this is going to be the month where it all ends. I got a lot on my plate now.
Yeah, now you have two of them.
Well, you know, listen, they all want the fake D's Day. I understand. This one's going to work out. One of these girls I'm going to settle down with. I feel good about it.
You doubled your chances.
I did. All right, so let's end it there for this evening. Thank God.
Wow, I'm really liking this, that they really are so obviously caught out.
You're enjoying yourself, Pip? Are these the type of stories you like?
Yes, I really like it when they screw up like that, so obviously not talking to each other.
Joe, do you like the little plot twist?
Yeah, I'm interested where you're going to go with it, because I think that you could, you know, how you're going to you're actually be able to toy with both of them, you know?
I like that Lisa's spin on it, that the kids have been reincarnated. There could be a whole supernatural element to this that we have not covered.
Yeah. Got to tune in what next week for more nonsense.
Yes.
All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of this little program.
Yes, thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ. Joe, what do you got?
Yeah. Portobello is Burton County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to the dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. You might want to check on that with the COVID thing, but I believe they might. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for the special events such as the Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will make sure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Got a show coming up December 11 with the great Chris Monty. Hopefully that will go, but we sure it will, because they're going to follow all the COVID rules. So experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more, call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
All right, anybody got any gigs this week?
No, not this week. Doing the workshops, but no gigs.
Get my gallbladder out on Friday. Wish me luck.
Oh, really?
Oh, good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks.
So are you telling me you're not going to make Tuesday's show? Is that what we're doing right now?
No. I think I should be fine.
Oh, really? You get to go home the same day?
It's practically done through a drive-thru window. I will be home.
Will you be going for a drive and waving to your fans right after surgery?
I plan on doing that. Actually, I'm not going to wait until I'm out of anesthesia. I'm just going to have them load the table into some kind of vehicle, and they'll wave my arm for me.
When you walk into the Helix Mansion, will you turn around, rip off your stitches, and salute the fine adoring fans outside waiting?
Actually, no, I'm probably still going to be under anesthesia and a little loopy. I'm just going to whip open my shirt and waggle the girls at them.
All right. So, but something scary before Halloween. Okay. All right.
Well, good luck.
Good luck, Pip.
Thank you. If luck holds, maybe they'll give it to me in a jar and I can show it as proof of life on the show.
That's disgusting. You're disgusting. Well, feel better, Pip. Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right. Next week I'll work. Next week I got a gig. We'll talk about that next week.
Yay.
Oh.
Yay. Type to shake off the ring rust, trying to try to remember what I used to call an act. All my Trump shit a kid.
Boy, really, something really quick. I was down at Uncle Vinny's. I was closing down at Uncle Vinny's last week, and I was nervous. I was actually having a panic attack, you know, in the car getting down there because I didn't know what to expect. The set went well, you know, but it's,
oh,
just,
good.
It's just that, you know, everything has changed so much that you don't know what you could say or what you can't say, you know, and you finally get up and you just go through your set and the world didn't end. It's a good feeling. But I haven't been nervous in years. And I was shitting a brick last Thursday night.
I'll probably be nervous next week. I gotta review my act. I can't even do all the COVID shit I had now because stupid caught it. One of the jokes I had was, you know, COVID doesn't want to get Donald Trump. It's like, oh, you raw dog the porn star. No, thank you. I can't even do that shit now. Stupid one.
Damn it.
He fucks up. I can't do the Trump Hillary shit now. I gotta write a whole bunch of new stuff. Stupid ass.
There you go.
I'm still freaking out about what Joe was saying about, like, freaking out in the car on the way because I have nightmares like that.
Well, the audience has nightmares that you're going to do 45 minutes, too, so.
And well, they should.
As well, they should. All right, kids. We will see you guys next week. Thank you for hanging out with us. If you like us, tell everybody you hate us.
Thank you very much.
What?
I said thank you very much.
Oh, all right. Now I got to do it again. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
For fuck's sake. Is he frozen or is he naturally that stupid?
No, I didn't hear you say that.
It's time to end this show. Either way, listen, watch, kick Joe if you see him. Wish Pip luck. Nighty night, folks.
Bye.
Bye.